Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips as we promote news the networks refuse to use. 2 hours of hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Always available at libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. Spread the word, share the love, brightyonradio.com. We're everywhere, baby, and growing every single day. The Big Mig brothers are with me, ladies and gentlemen. TheBigMig.com, or check out The Big Mig on all social, if you will. Lance Migliaccio and George Ballantine with me. They are at the tip of the spear. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. We talked about the incredible Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association event. We talked about virtually all the attack pieces. Masquerading as journalism are nothing but a clown show. And Alex Newman, our good friend over at thenewamerican.com, sets the record straight. We talked about science as it once was, called the Earth flat. And if you dissented from that view, you were a heretic. Now you've got a situation where they basically, in these scientific journals, they say saying only two sexes is misinformation. The Scientific American, they've lost their way and jettisoned science altogether for a perverted, psychotic, satanic agenda, which is lie about God's creations, male and female, created he, them. We talked about the dementia of Joe Biden, more gaffes, big time. And North Korea is not afraid of Joe. We're talking World War III, if we're not very careful. Indeed, nobody respects or fears Joe. Speaker Johnson turns out to be a rhino and attacks the American people. He's a traitor to the American people, folks. He just spent $95 billion on clown show causes, knowing full well that we're $34-plus trillion in debt and growing at an alarming rate. Tucker Carlson even says, hey, a lot of these congressmen are afraid the government agencies, these spy agencies, they call them intelligence agencies, but they really betray spy agencies against the people. They're going to put kiddie porn on people's computers and blackmail them, and so they're afraid to go against the FISA 702 spy on the American people. Now it gets worse. We're talking Dictator Joe once again. George, welcome. This story is riveting.
Well, we have we're going to call it fascism coming to a hometown near you, actually coming to your front door. I know, people, not in America, right? But, you know, just you keep allowing Biden. Yes, it is, because he's becoming a fascist dictator. He's now wants to declare a national climate emergency and giving himself COVID-like powers without congressional approval. Now, we all remember how these COVID-like powers, where they told you to stay home, they told you to wear a mask, they kept kids at home away from school. And it was all those were all debunked. It was actually more harmful for kids to stay home and not be in school. They could fight the virus. We didn't have to lose the businesses by staying indoors and being locked in our houses. He wants to do this now with climate because it's a national emergency. National emergency for who? Because if you go to, let's say, Antarctica, where they're drilling and going through the ice, they can actually prove the cycles of the earth and winter and spring. And all the, how the ice is not turning and not melting, it's all proven, but they want to hide that science because they want you to believe their science, just like their biology with males and females and now it, she, and them, and whoever. I mean,
yeah, they used to say global cooling was the issue back in the early days. And when I got into radio in the early 90s, they had a book that I used to interview this author, and it was called Not by Fire, But by Ice. And they were, you know, talking about the global cooling then. Now they're talking about global warming, and now they're just saying it's climate change, because that way if it gets too hot or too cold, they can just say, oh, it's the climate. It's the climate, stupid. And before you know it, they can hammer home those lies often enough to where people believe it's true, Lance.
Yeah, I remember that time period, Sam. They were talking about, you know, the second, ice-bound climate change coming at us. We were all going to have to hunker down, and we were all going to freeze to death. You know, this is just more fascist dictator inbound, right? At the end of the day, he's facing these brutal polling numbers. He's talking about cannibals and you know, wiping his butt and all kinds of other crazy stuff. Popcorn was a bad dude. They know it's a problem. Now they need a new solution. They're not sure that the cheating that they've already, had a great success with, They're putting in new systems to cheat, but this is their backup plan, right? Oh, we're going to have to, I'm sorry, the climate issue is so massive, we're going to have to go ahead, and this will allow them to power through the new Green Deal, they like to call it. Oddly enough, Fox Business showed this, and they've been talking about, and I think this is frightening, Sam. I mean, this is another plandemic inbound with a different title, is it not?
That's for sure.
Well, I got to say this. You have to look at what Mark Morano, this is a serious story of the day. NBC News has reported that if Joe Biden declared a national climate emergency, he would have COVID-like powers under that emergency. And NBC also compared the climate emergency powers to the 9/11 emergency powers. That's scary. I mean, so look, the Center for Biological Diversity has estimated Joe Biden would get about 130, listen to this number, Sam, 130 wartime-like powers by which to bypass democracy and impose the Green New Deal on America without a single vote of Congress. It's frightening.
Sounds like
science fiction.
Since we don't have a democracy, I'm fine with bypassing democracy. However, we do have a constitutional republic with checks and balances, and the president has no delegated authority to take such action. And if he does, Congress needs to literally impeach, expel, and prosecute criminal Joe to the fullest extent of the law. That's what we're talking about, right, George?
Is there a law for the left? I don't think so. I mean,
good point.
I mean, there is no prosecuting to the full extent of the law with them. But I just want to, like, if you look at all these climate alarmists, what about all the people that are pushing it, like Al Gore? But if you look at the house he lives in, or the private jet he flies. I mean, what about the emissions they're putting out? But meanwhile, he's allowed to do it because he's bringing the message. Meanwhile, you know, don't shoot the messenger, but I call it hypocritical.
Yachts. At the end of the day, you look at the footprint they leave. They're not driving around in electric cars, limousine service. I mean, this is just so ridiculous. And the way that they're handling it from the White House, and they talk about Biden treated the climate crisis in an emergency since day one. It's not an emergency. It's a lie. Listen, they keep talking about electric cars, and electric cars have to be one of the biggest lies in their own way. They can't recycle them. They're having horrendous events. There's not enough charging stations. And everybody talks about that our power grid is downright on the edge of failing across the country. I mean, am I not right, Sam? You know about this as well as anybody. It's all one big super sham.
It is a super sham. And it is true that, you know what, the electric cars don't work. There's no way to deal with them properly. Most of these companies that are promoting the electric vehicles have had to back off of their sales because nobody wants them at all. Everyone realizes that it's just a clown show. Everyone knows that they're playing games. I mean, you know, when you drive it around, it seems like it's very environmentally friendly. But the creation of those vehicles with all the batteries and all the different things that it takes, and then the disposal of those vehicles at the end is 10 times the environmental disaster that the regular vehicles are, you know, combustion engine vehicles are. They're way more environmentally problematic than they admit. And the bottom line is they're lying to it. It reminds me of the recycling programs. You know, back in the day, they said, you got to recycle, put this, you know, in this trash, put this in this recycle bin and do this. And then they now have been forced to admit that they lied and they didn't really do any recycling. They just wanted to fleece us for money to pay for a recycling bin and get us on this psychotic bandwagon, pretending that we can somehow rob Peter to pay Paul idea. It's an absolute sham.
Listen, our strategic oil reserve has been drained. They shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. They've been refusing to give licenses, and they've been removing licenses for fracking and banning all sorts of things, all in the name of curbing greenhouse gas emissions. And look what it's done. We're paying more for it at the pump. These policies are damaging to every single American in the country. We're paying for
a gallon of gas is over $7 at certain gas stations in California now. Over $7 a gallon, people.
I mean, this is hyperinflation at its worst. And this is the destruction, right? they're basically destroying the middle class. They want the poor on the dole so they can control them and shut them on and off and force them to do what they want. They want to get rid of the middle class. They're attacking the small business person. Sam, man, this is really frightening. And I think giving this kind of power to a president, especially with an election year, you know what they're going to do. I mean, this is the perfect opportunity to lock everybody down so they can just slam in more of those paper ballot fraud, mules all across the country.
Go ahead and skip the break on this. But look, dictator Biden considering declaring a national climate emergency, giving himself tons of authority. I want the members of Congress to speak out. They're the ones that are supposed to put a check and balance on this clown. Okay, but at Earth Day speech on Monday, Biden announced $7 billion in solar power grants. D. Michael Ritter with The New American wrote this piece. And I look at this and I just go, where does he get this money to do this? And the answer is Congress gave it to him.
Because we did get it
to him. Hold on. If they didn't give it to him, he stole it. And if he stole it, then we got to prosecute. So we have to assume that they somehow in some slush fund bill, days, weeks, years, months ago, whatever it is, that they gave him this, you know, $7 billion slush fund to do whatever he wants. And he just decided to dedicate it to solar power grants. And I look at that and I just go, wow, if the solar power is so great and so easy and so effective and so inexpensive and so valuable, why would you need to supplement it to the tune of $7 billion? That's the question. Now, CIA is warning that there's going to be a deadly strike coming to America's power grid. Salem Now with that piece. They're literally highlighting that right this very second. So, folks, we're in real trouble about this. But there's a soundbite about Dictator Joe on this one, too. Why don't we play that and we'll come back and talk about it.
The White House telling Fox Business it's now considering declaring a national climate emergency. Oh. But that's a climate crisis to you, Mark. The AP, which sets the standards for newsrooms across the country, they're urging Americans to use the term climate crisis to address the current situation. This is all troubling, but if the president declares a climate emergency, what impact does that have?
Well, I mean, this is the serious story of the today. NBC News has reported that if Joe Biden declares a national climate emergency, he would have COVID-like powers under that emergency. And they also compared the emergency powers to the 9/11 emergency powers. The Center for Biological Diversity has estimated Joe Biden would get about 130 wartime-like powers by which to bypass democracy and impose the Green New Deal on America without a single vote of Congress. This is truly this should be a Halloween story, not a story for Earth Day. This is a truly frightening story, and he might just be desperate enough to do it. This is being widely reported in the media. The Biden White House is leaking this out. This might happen, and this is going to give Joe Biden these kind of, you want to say the word, dictatorial powers. He doesn't need no stinking democracy to impose the Green New Deal if he does this.
Now, let me just double down and highlight this reality check, ladies and gentlemen. There is no such thing as a national emergency in the Constitution, gentlemen. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we have not delegated any authority to the president to take extreme action in a supposed emergency situation. What they've done is they've kept us under the War Powers Act for generations, claiming that we need emergency war powers or emergency this or emergency that. But it's an absolute seize of power unconstitutionally. It's a lie. There's no authority whatsoever. It's criminal, to say the least, folks. But they're doing it with ever-increasing frequency. And if you and I push back on it, then they're going to simply say, hey, you're into fake news. They've threatened to arrest people who are climate change deniers. Now, I'm not a denier. I agree that every morning it gets warmer. I just went outside and the sun's beautiful and it's getting warmer today. And every night it cools off. So I'm not denying that it happens. I'm denying the authority of government to use this as an emergency to steal rights. Okay? And I'm denying that the president has any authority whatsoever to do this. If he does so, he acts criminally. And needs to be prosecuted as such. And until the American people get aware of that reality check and demand it, you're only going to see it get worse, Lance.
Sam, did I just hear a toilet flush in the background? Because the rule of law just got flushed. It's more of this. They don't follow the Constitution. They act if it's not the supreme law of the land. it's not surprising to me that this just goes on and on and on. And you misusing the War Powers Act to suggest they're going to use climate change for the next plandemic, it's unbelievable. We already have to worry about all their stories about, you know, they're now adapting COVID in another way. We've heard about disease X. So we have the lingering threat of that. And now they want to talk about climate change and they're going to, what, stop us from driving? They're going to cause some more issues at the pump. They're going to demand that every American needs to buy an electric vehicle. Where are they going to charge them? There's lines already at these failed charging stations. You know, it's funny. You see electric cars in California that have generators strapped to the back of them. How does that make any sense? And at the end of the day, the EV charging stations are being charged by coal-fired power. You know, Sam, I don't know how this stops, but I know this. We can't continue like this. And at the end of the day, this is all part of the plan. And it's hurting Americans. It's hurting them in their pocketbooks. It's hurting them in their homes. It's hurting them in everything they do. George, tell me if you agree.
They claim
not.
A deadly strike is coming to the U.S. power grid. That's the CIA's claims, and the government's illfully prepared for this, to say the least, George.
Well, yeah. I mean, our infrastructure is not capable right now of withstanding cyber attacks, let alone sustaining all the electricity for their clean energy. But, Lance, I hope he wasn't flushing his toilet just to flush it, because that'd be wasting valuable water too, and he'd be, you know, harming our climate.
Know,
I just want to say that.
Criminal, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Our constitutional republic is swirling around in that toilet right now.
Here's how to debunk the climate change. I forget the gentleman's name. He's a smart, crude businessman. However, people, if climate change was real and our Earth was in harm's way, your banks and insurance companies would not be financing or insuring beachfront or lakefront properties, because they would go under the water, wouldn't they? So why would they finance it or mortgage it or insure it? They wouldn't.
Why would the elites be fighting to buy beachfront property if, in fact, they all believe this? If this was true, why are the elites flying around in private jets? Why are the elites driving around in their custom gigantic yachts? Bezos likes to talk about, Jeff Bezos from Amazon likes to talk about climate change, right, when he's a public speaker, but yet he's got one of the largest yachts on the planet. It's disgusting. It's the same thing. They just act like they're not doing what they're doing. And I'm just surprised sometimes that the American people haven't really woken up and risen up against all of this and said enough is enough.
I'm going to advance to story 7 in our list real quick, because it's so relatable to what we're talking about. We've already kind of covered part of it, but we need to kind of flesh it out. I highlighted foreign cyber attacks, imminent, threatening USA infrastructure. This relates to exactly what we're talking about, George.
Our infrastructure, the threat is going to be in the hole. There's no ifs, ands about it. If we wanted to, let's just say, if you want to put solar panels up, do you know that the electric grids, the companies only allow you to put so many panels up? Like, you could actually, if you did it yourself, you can put more panels and conserve energy and give it to your neighbors, but they don't allow it. They allow you so much, and anything extra will go back to them. I mean, you get paid for it, whatever, but you could actually put more and create more electricity, but they don't allow it. Why is that then?
Yeah, the limitations are crazy. But when you look at this threat, George, even Mayorkas has gone public. We have a soundbite. I think we should listen to the soundbite first, because I think this really sets the tone for what this story is about. But this is serious. And there are many agencies talking about this threat, and it's coming from all sorts of international countries right now. So let's go ahead and play the soundbite.
You know what, Lance, though, one thing about threats is when they all start talking about it, are they talking about the threat that these other countries are to us, or are they really saying that they're the threat inside our country, the three-letter agencies?
I think that's a great point. It's both.
All right, here's the soundbite, then we'll break it down.
in light of the fact, because of this, FBI Director Christopher Wray says Chinese hackers are targeting the U.S. with potentially damaging cyber attacks.
There has been far too little public focus on the fact that PRC hackers are targeting our critical infrastructure, our water treatment plants, our electrical grid, our oil and natural gas pipelines, our transportation systems. China's hackers are positioning on American infrastructure in preparation to wreak havoc and cause real-world harm to American citizens and communities.
Michael Lucci just launched State Armor, which is a nonprofit to combat CCP influence in the U.S., and he joins me now. Michael, that was quite the statement by Christopher Wray. What is the worst-case scenario as you see it?
The worst-case scenario is that they could turn off our lights, damage our water treatment, and stop our cellular phone communications in the event of an invasion of Taiwan. And Director Wray said in 2027, they want to be able to invade Taiwan. To do that, they want to disrupt life here in the United States of America, to break our will to respond to that aggression. So we've seen this in Texas, where I live. They've put malware onto our electric grid because they want to be able to shut it off. That's why the federal government and state governments need to speed and accelerate solutions to protect our critical assets here and to protect our citizens.
That's your business. You're in the business of combating the CCP in the U.S. So how? How do we fight back, Michael?
Well, like in the state of Nebraska, they found that our nuclear missile silos are surrounded by Huawei telecom equipment that's used to intercept our communications. The state of Nebraska said that all needs to be ripped out immediately. Here in Texas, they said no investments from adversary nations in our critical infrastructure. In Florida, they're protecting the data that citizens turn over to the state government. These are all essential solutions. We need to build supply chains based on free countries. That's what state and federal governments and private sector need to buy from. That's what we need to build an economy around. We need to protect our critical infrastructure, build supply chains based on freedom, and make sure that that malware and that technology that could be used against us doesn't get into our supply chains.
In February 2022, Wray said the FBI opens a China-related investigation every 12 hours, and 2,000-plus cases were underway. He also went on to say, look, even if we devoted all of our FBI resources to just the CCP, we'd be outmanned 50-1. So, Michael, how? How did we let ourselves become so vulnerable here?
Well, we tried to welcome China into the liberal world order, as we call it. And as they came in, they proved that they are still a communist country. And so Director Wray made a really important point. He said this isn't about the Chinese people. It's about the communist government. And that's why he described this multi-pronged assault and a whole-of-government attack on the United States of America. That's why we need a whole-of-government solution here, including the private sector, the federal government, as those experts were testifying yesterday, and of course, state governments need to step up as well as they are. That 50-1 ratio of those Chinese hackers outnumbering FBI agents who are tasked to stop them, we have to reverse that. We have to use our state assets and our federal assets together in synergy, aligned to protect America.
You mentioned the land around the nuclear areas in Nebraska. Shouldn't every state at this point be banning the CCP from buying any land within their state borders?
Yes, that's exactly what should happen. We actually saw the governor of Missouri recently issue an executive order to make sure that they can't buy any land near military bases. So first, protect our military assets. That's most critical. That's where we keep seeing them buy land. Here in Texas, 130,000 acres near Laughlin Air Force Base on our border with Mexico as well. In Missouri, they're working on it. In Florida, they're working on it. In states across the country, they're saying, keep the land specifically near military bases, free of the Chinese Communist Party. But you're absolutely correct. It should be all land in the state. These are free soils of the United States of America. We shouldn't be allowing a communist government to set down roots on our free lands.
Michael Lucci, it all seems logical and necessary. Let's hope that people listen. Thank you, Michael.
All right. There you have it. We're going to take a quick pause. When we come back, we're going to break this down, ladies and gentlemen, because listen, we have funded, trained, and armed the communist Chinese for decades. You wonder how we got here? I'll tell you in seconds on your radio.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
My name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to talk about a upcoming movie that I have coming out called Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. You can go to flynnmovie.com. 33 cities in 55 days. We're going to start in Florida, and we're going to work our way all the way around the nation. In this particular movie, I want to use it to raise the spirits of everybody, to inspire everybody, and to bring some hope to America. And that's what this movie will do. So thank you very much. God bless you. And God bless America.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, yeah, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
All right, so the question was asked to the mainstream press, how do we allow the Communist Chinese Party to get so above us? So dangerous, so powerful, so sovereignty breaching as to buy our land and control our infrastructure and attack our infrastructure and more. And the answer is we literally lied to ourselves. We literally chased the almighty dollar around the world for the lowest labor costs that we could find. And we literally hollowed out our industry over the last 20, 30 years. Back in the day, Ross Perot used to highlight this. He said there's going to be a massive sucking sound. And everybody mocked him and laughed at him. But indeed, it's true. How we got there, we ignored Ross Perot is the answer. How we got there is we made the communist Chinese our most favored nation trading partner. We literally funded and fueled their military rise to power. And now, what do they say? The chickens are coming home to roost or whatever you want to say. Look, we've got a problem and we created the problem. That's how and why and where. Now, why are we calling it our most favored nation trading partner at the same time we're saying, hey, you can't use TikTok, and they're literally using their government-backed hackers to literally attack our infrastructure? Those are acts of war, George.
Sam, acts of war and more. So to answer one part of your question, you know, 10% for the big guys, not only from Ukraine, everybody, because we all know that Xi Jinping is pulling Biden's strings and has him blackmailed. I don't know how bad, but it's probably pretty bad to allow all these things in this country, what's going on. But with the hacking, we have the capabilities, our three-letter agencies, to combat that if they wanted to. They have software that can shut down other countries' infrastructure if they wanted. I mean, we all know that with Snowden when he pointed that out, and imagine what they have now. But will Joe Biden sign this TikTok ban? I'm very curious to see what he's going to do, because he's actually using TikTok to promote his campaign. So how do you have the Congress and them banning it from their phones? Now they just passed the Senate to ban TikTok from this country unless it's sold. But meanwhile, you have the president using it for his own political. How is that allowed? So will he sign it? I don't know. I mean, the pressure's on, but I do feel sorry for the users in this, because they're not to blame. You know, a lot of people built their accounts, or, you know, they have businesses, they're making money, you know, and they're the ones that are going to get hurt ultimately, and not only, you know, in that fashion, but I do feel for them. But we have to do what's right for this country. And I keep saying, like, when you buy a smart TV, this TikTok app is already on the TV. You can't get rid of it. I tried. Unless I'm missing something, I don't know. But why do they have that app on the TVs?
It's part of the general install for the operating system. It's part of their deal. It's kind of like how you couldn't remove Explorer from Microsoft or whatever else, or you couldn't remove the browser from Google or whatever else. Look, foreign cyber attacks, imminent threat of the USA infrastructure by the Communist Chinese Party. That, along with the U.S. Senate has approved the bill that will ban TikTok in the United States. The question is, what's going to happen to this? These stories are tied directly together. And really, the elephant in the room is we've basically promoted and funded the communist Chinese to the point where now We're going to become their whooping child if we're not very careful, Lance.
Look, you know, this is, again, the policy of Washington, D.C. We've seen this over and over again. I have to be honest. I think TikTok is really not good for America. What it's doing to our children, I see so many ridiculous things online on the other social media platforms. I don't really use TikTok, but what I see is not good. I think it's not a good, it's not the TikTok you see in China. The TikTok over there has, it's compelling kids to do better in schools, sporting events, showing them working on all sorts of intellectual products and projects. But here, you know, there's challenges to lick a toilet seat in a public bathroom. There's challenges to do all sorts of horrendous things, running up on people and trying to scare them, acting as if you're going to hit them. And these things, they go viral. Why? Because that's what the algorithm pushes. The CCP has malintent. The Red Book of Mao is very simple. They'll take whatever forward movement they can get, no matter how long it takes or how small that movement is. And the destruction, one of the biggest obstacles is the American people and their country. They don't want us here. And what they're doing is they're infiltrating. We have 8 different divisions of Chinese military in the country right now. NFSC has already leaked that out. They're buying up farmland next to important military structures and military development sites. And of course, this cyber attack is all part of it. You're looking at many countries. I mean, 4 Iranians were indicted for this alleged malicious multi-year cyber campaign, which targeted all kinds of government and U.S. defense firms. You know, now you see this last cyber attack on a water facility, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to go after infrastructure. And if you look at this, all this stuff related to sandworm and solar wind, Sam, all this stuff has been going on. And the American public is just kind of naive. They're just walking around thinking it's no big deal. The border invasion is all part of the strategy, Sam. And that's what's going on. And the people should be up in arms. But yet they're sitting at home wondering how they're going to pay their next power bill, living check to check under this administration.
And let me give you a comparison to kind of make the point. You know, whenever they talk about government shutdowns, what they do is shut down a national park so you can't go in and have a day off and go outdoors and go on a hike or whatever. So they shut down some of the things that affect you and your life the most, making you believe that, oh, my gosh, the sky is falling, the whole government's shutting down. But most of the government still runs just fine. It's just the things in your face. They've strategically learned that they can put things in your face when they shut down the government to make your life pure hell. But yet on the day to day, everything that really matters just continues being funded unabated. Well, the same thing's true with this TikTok thing. Okay. I'm not saying TikTok's good, but it's the least of our worries. I'm more worried about the government allowing land to be purchased by the communist Chinese, by our military bases. I'm worried about balloons flying over America that are reconnaissance balloons that we pretend are just weather balloons, no harm, no foul, no big deal lies. And what we do is we blow up these insignificant issues to divert attention from the real core issues, which is we have built the communist military with our foreign trade by making them the most favored nation trading partner. If we're going to worry about anything, let's stop the trade from these partners, not worry about TikTok. Now, TikTok, I'm not saying it's good. I do think it's a concern, but it's the least of our concerns, Lance.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not saying it's the number one priority, but of course, undermining the populace, you have to start through the education, right? And TikTok influences literally millions of children across the United States. I don't think it's a good resource. I think it's unnecessary. So banning it is okay with me. Of course, I haven't built my monetization or based on my expansion of what George and I's message are on the Big Mig Show. And I agree with you, Sam. There are lots of major issues, but they all kind of compile, right? It's this piece over here and the next piece. You add them all.
The problem with banning that is, what can they ban next, though? How long will it be till they can ban Elon Musk and ban Twitter, for instance, or ban this or ban that? We're going down the wrong road here. Why are we partners with the most dangerous nation in the world, the Chinese?
Agreed.
Why are we partnering with them on anything, for that matter? Well, now we are because we have to, right? We're so in hot to them. I mean, we can't build anything without them. But who created that? And the answer is your politicians. The answer is those who mocked Ross Perot when he told you there'd be a giant sucking sound. Okay, and we've literally turned all this over to them. So, you know, I'm not saying TikTok's not an issue, But parents can stop. Look, my kids aren't on TikTok. You want to know why? Because I put controls on their phones where they can't install it. And if they do, they get their phone taken away. They're not going to be on TikTok. That's all there is to it. So, although I think that it is a problem, and I agree with you 100%, I think parents need to take action, though. We don't need the government to solve everything for us. Hey, kick the Communist Chinese Party app off your phone. That's all.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, obviously, you're a great parent. I know that about you. But let's face it. The people in America, so many, parents are single family parents. I think they allow children to use media to keep them entertained. And of course, many people, even in households that haven't been separated, they're so busy trying to cover the bills under this administration that they're focused on everything but what their kids are up to. And it's creating a massive problem. It's at the root. It's one of the root causes of the issues. The behavior of children, in my opinion, listen, Sam, my mother would have beat the hell out of me if I operated like these kids do nowadays.
I agree, 100%.
I mean, George, would your mom have let you get away with what these kids are doing nowadays?
Hell no. My mom wouldn't even let me have a phone, like the old phones, until I graduated high school. Could you imagine an app like that, any of that stuff? No, definitely not. I mean, you know what's confusing about this? When Trump was in office, he actually was putting a ban on TikTok. And now it's like he's changing tunes. And this is what creates some confusion for everybody. I mean, I'm all for banning TikTok if it's used to illegally spy on us in certain ways, which I believe it is. But then you have the where you just said, Sam,
yeah,
about
more worried
free
about,
speech.
Twitter spying through the United States government or Trump
yeah,
spying
I know.
Through TikTok.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So, or our free speech. That's what, you know, this is what it comes down to. Will they stop there? Probably not. If you give the, like we said before, if you give the government an inch, they're going to take a mile. This is just a test run. I mean, but it's funny though, TikTok, this is what TikTok, like in a statement they said, TikTok said it's unfortunate that lawmakers are using the cover of important foreign and humanitarian assistance to once again jam through a ban bill that would trample the free speech rights of 170 million Americans, devastate 7 million businesses, and shutter a platform that contributes $24 billion to the U.S. economy annually. Well, I'm going to let TikTok know that they're not a champion of free speech because you can't say certain things. They suppress stuff about Trump or the vaccine. They still suppress conservatives on there. So they're really not a champion of free speech rights. Now, if that would change, all right, maybe different story. But
yeah, but who are you more worried about, our government or the Chinese at this point, Lance?
Our government is the Chinese.
Man, Sam, that's a tough pick. I mean, I think they're both incredibly dangerous. But I got to tell
right
now, I'm more concerned with our government because they could stop the Chinese. They could stop this infiltration. This hand in hand, let's face it, they were both part of the pandemic plan. We know that virus was modified, and we know that our government participated financially and otherwise in that modification. Project Diffuse proves that. So I don't know, Sam. I'm going to go with the U.S. government. George, what do you think? I think it's U.S. government is more dangerous.
Oh, without a doubt, the U.S. government. Because U.S. government's probably in cahoots with the CCP at this point, because they let Fauci do his thing over there with the vaccine in Wuhan and bring it here. So, and they haven't stopped him yet or stopped Wuhan. So our government is our biggest threat.
Yeah. And the founding fathers warned us clearly that we could not be destroyed from the outside. The only way we could be destroyed would be from the inside. And that's why I'm telling you that I think the United States government is the bigger threat than even the CCP. I think we can reject the CCP. I think we can use our world economic engine to change the game and decide which players are going to play ball where. But we've lost that edge, and it's because of inside betrayers that I think we have the real threat. Is the CCP a threat? Absolutely. But not because it's a threat in and of itself. It's a threat because it's tied into our government. As George highlighted, I said, which do you fear more? You know, he says, well, it's one of the same. And sadly, I think that's what we're starting to see on the global stage. Klaus Schwab and all these other clowns, they're literally within America swearing an oath to uphold the Constitution, to protect us, we the people, from enemies, foreign and domestic, and using the Constitution for that protection. They've betrayed us, though. and they're betraying us from the inside. And that's why I believe our government is a greater threat than even the CCP. Without our government's participation, the CCP would have no chance to destroy America. But when we have inside traitors in our midst, all things are possible, George.
Anything's possible. When it just don't let them tell you it's impossible, because when they say it's impossible, it really means you and me. But what is our next step to do, Sam, Lance? What do we know? Okay, our government is, I believe, the three-letter agencies are setting us up with this hacking, blaming CCP, when in fact they're going to do some red flag event and hack again or do something. Because they did it, it was like 2 years ago with, was it the electrical or the pipeline or something?
Well, here's what it comes down to. If you want to cause chaos in the United States easily, you attack the infrastructure, right? You attack the water supplies. You attack the power grid. Those are the things that will put people into turmoil. And then obviously the government can step in and
you even attack transportation, thus bridges falling down and everything like that, right?
Yeah, all of a sudden we're losing steering in big container ships. You know, there's a saying that it's been attributed to Abraham Lincoln. I don't know if it's his saying or not, or whether the history gets us wrong, but the saying is accurate. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. I think that's the message, and I think that's where we're at. I don't think this government, our government specifically, can be trusted. And that's exactly what we're dealing with at this moment.
All right, let's move to a journalist. An independent journalist is attacked. That's a very short stone's throw from me and you and George, Lance.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this. At the end of the day, Tommy Robinson has been a friend of George and I for quite some time. He's been on our show. He's a great UK patriot. He's obviously worried about their own invasion that's been allowed and what that's done to the UK from the inside. But amazing story just happened yesterday. All the charges against him have been dismissed. Now, this is a big deal. Tommy Robinson has been facing attacks by the UK government. They've tried to paint him to be a terrorist. You know, he's really identified this invasion, you know, of Muslims across the UK that are causing tremendous acts of violence. He's called out the UK government and the Ireland's own government. And I think it's interesting that these attacks are so similar to what we've had here. They went after him, and now all of a sudden they've dismissed it because the public outcry. People out over there in the UK and England, they love Tommy Robinson. They love what he stands for. And I think all I can say, I'm applauding his freedom, because he was facing multiple years in prison away from his family.
Yeah, they were trying to Julian Assange him, weren't they?
100%. They wanted to stop him from talking. He's come out with multiple documentaries, and he warned about this at the early stages of it. And now you see, I mean, Sam, you've seen this, and George, you've seen this. London, I mean, it's been a mess. These events of stabbings and attacks on children and, you know, rapes
and pillaging and plundering and all because of the Muslim invasion, right?
Right. And that's exactly. And he spoke about this when they first started to allow this invasion occur. And he said, you can't do this. And of course, because he went publicly against the government, they went after him immediately. And he's never stopped fighting. So he is a real patriot. I love what he stands for. And I have to applaud this story, George. I know you just caught this, but what are your thoughts?
I'm curious to know why the judge had a change of mind. And is it because so much of this migration? All right. Well, so much of this migration is coming out that you can't just hide it. And people are getting frustrated. Because, I mean, look what just happened yesterday in San Diego. There's guys in black masks cutting the border fence. And they estimate 130,000 illegal aliens got through in September. So.
Sure.
Well, people are waking
up.
I'll
tell you why this is happening. I'm going to use Ammon Bundy as an example. You know, Ammon Bundy, they claimed he was guilty of all kinds of things. He went to court in Oregon, and the jury said, you know, Ammon's guilty of nothing. So his attorney tried to get him released, and they said, nope, we're extraditing him to Nevada. But the attorney, Marcus Mumford, said, we need to release my client. They tased the attorney in court, just so you know. They tased the attorney in court. Well, then they extradited Ammon Bundy to Nevada. and they were working on the court case there. And here's what was happening. Ammon Bundy, because remember, when you're in court, you have the right to defend yourself. He was basically getting whistleblowers standing up and defending him, literally barbecuing the government. He proved that they withheld exculpatory information. He was getting evidence of who the government provocateurs were by name on the docket. And so what happens is when you go into this discovery phase, if you start to get too much coming out that they don't want out, they'll just declare it a mistrial or they'll let you win, because what they're really doing is letting you win and walk away, which is a temporary victory. But what it allows them to do then is literally gag or, you know, classify or whatever you want to say to where the rest doesn't come out. And so I believe this is true with this Tony case, where he's going to get too much on the docket and tell too much of the truth. If you let him go, we got to stop him. Therefore, let him have a temporary win. But since this is all bottled up, you'll never get to the real bottom of the story and who's who of the guilt, who's who of the criminal activity. And that's what they did to Ammon. They said, oh, Ammon won. Well, what they really didn't want is all that stuff coming out that Ammon was going to force onto the docket. They were afraid of that, so they let the case go. And I believe that's what's happening here too, Lance.
Wait, what did they justify casing his lawyer for in court? How did they justify that one?
Yeah.
They don't need to justify it. What are you going to do about it?
I mean, he could have sued him.
But then you have to have a judge that isn't corrupted. And I think the compromised judicial system, I think they see it on the other side of the pond.
But you realize now that attorney's dead, right?
I know this, that as the time period moved along in Tommy's case, and we spoke to him many times about it, we tried to do whatever we could to help him from this side, I think the public outcry by the people has gotten larger and larger, and people are actually empathizing and being educated by Tommy. They recognize that the threat of the Muslim invasion in the UK is real. And there have been so many violent attacks since they first filed these charges against Tommy. I think he could have, he probably strung together, and he's highly skilled when it comes to video and documentaries. I bet he strung together a bunch of videos showing, well, here's another attack, here's another attack, here's another attack. Tell me what I did wrong. Tell me where this isn't the truth. And at the end of the day, I do believe it was fear. I think the uprising over there in UK and the fear and the unification of the people, it's what they didn't want, and they knew it was going to backfire on them if they actually let Tommy in court. And George, you tell me if you agree. My thoughts are, I think I'm right, and I think Sam's right.
Can't hide the truth, and through the invasion, I think it definitely would have backfired in the court. But I mean, like Sam's saying, I don't know how the British courts are, but going by what our courts here and the corrupt they are, who knows what the outcome could be? They just keep suppressing and doing what they want. So you know, anything's possible, but we still have to champion for the truth and keep fighting because.
Amen.
That's what we do. That's why we have the Liberty News Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And the Big Mig.
Liberty Roundtable, the Big Mig, because we're telling the truth. We are truth tellers, and the truth shall set us free. I want to make this point, too, that we got to really think through. The governments in the world act like they have the upper hand. In the news, they make you believe they have the upper hand. Like the fat lady's already sung, stick a fork in it, it's too late, we're doomed. That's the narrative they want to pitch because they can get you to give up and disenfranchise and, you know. But the truth is, and this proves it, the governments are still afraid of we the people. They know we hold the power. And if our greater numbers assemble to hold them to account, their days are numbered in terms of their control. And so I'm telling you right now, in the UK, I think Lance is right, and in America, as we get more and more of the word out and the American people get incensed over this and start to stand up and say no. And I'll give you an example of a shot across the bow to make the point. Look at what happened to Bud Light. Look what happened to Target and some of these other companies. They lost billions of dollars. And if we the people assemble and we're just getting started, we could absolutely shut them down in a second. And they know it. So they're gauging. They're continuing to probe the people to see what we'll tolerate and what we won't tolerate. And everything else. But they are afraid of us because they know we have the greater numbers and they know we hold the ultimate power, Lance. Your final thought on that?
Listen, we have to unify, you know, and that's always the plan on our show and your show, Sam, is to educate people. And through that education, unify the country. We have to stop the division and we have to work together to really put a stop to what's going on in Washington, D.C., because our freedom, the freedom for our children, the freedom for our grandchildren is really at stake. And I don't want to sound overly dramatic. I truly believe what I just said. Work together, unify the country, we the people. And that's that, and that's the plan moving forward.
And using the checks and balances in the supreme law of the land to not seek for power, but to pull it down, George.
We the people, Sam. We the people. We're all free. Let's remain that way. Unify. It's not left, right, white, black, Chinese, Spanish. It's human beings come together so our family, we can watch our families grow up and not have to deal with this.
All right, we're about out of time. Lance, what do you got coming up on the Big MIG next episode? When is it and what are you covering?
Absolutely. We're going to be doing our normal gig tonight, covering the news, covering the stories, bringing the truth, exposing the facts, and let people decide for themselves. You can find us over on Rumble. Of course, you can follow us on all social media platforms. We'll be streaming live. And of course, if you're on audio, if you do audio podcasts, we're on 55 plus audio podcasts, all your favorites, Spotify, Google, and of course, Apple.
They're everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. TheBigMIG.com. Thank you to George Ballantine and Lance Migliaccio. I am Sam Bushman. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Talk radio always at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love, and God save the Republic of the United States of America.